You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're waiting for your question or comment. Our lines are open. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. We're really set on hearing from you in this second hour at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
And we were speaking with Daniel in Front Royal, Virginia when we left the last hour. He's known on eBay as Karate 25 Daniel, and he gives us hints from time to time over how companies can make eBay better accessible for blind people.
Exactly.
And Daniel has a tip for Terapeak, I think. Daniel, what's the tip?
Honestly, I've actually heard this. I'm on an eBay talk list of my fellow eBayers who are also Federationists of the National Federation for the Blind. I am hearing from them that it's not accessible. How exactly it is inaccessible, I don't know that part.
Okay, Daniel, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to please send me email and in the subject line say, please talk to Terapeak.
Okay.
All right, send that to me, and I'll be happy to get this over to them. I'm happen to be in conversations with them right now about some other things.
Okay.
So I'd be happy to bring that up.
Okay, and what's your email?
Lee@voicemarketing.com.
That's L-E-E.
Exactly.
Okay, my question was, speaking of that, I had sent the guest email to the guest at voicemarketing.com.
I know.
I have yet to hear.
Yeah, we did receive it, and we received it 2 days ago, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Understood.
Thank you so much, Daniel. We appreciate your call. 888-RADIO-30, and our friend Bev in Chicago. Hey, Bev, known on eBay as Videotown. You having any trouble with USPS in Chicago, Bev?
Well, no, but we all know how quiet and shy I am.
Please.
Yeah, the one thing, and that's why I'm calling in, I would tell Mike the one thing he really needs to do is print a scan form up. And if you're shipping two packages or more and printing your labels through eBay, it's not that big of a deal to do. Stamps, you can do it with one package. And when your mailman comes to your door, because you schedule a pickup at your house, you give him the form, and you say, you need to scan this. And if he says, oh, I left my gun in the car, well, go back and get it. And if he gives you any kind of hard luck at all, you call your postmaster up and you talk to him. You need to get that scanned in. Even if you're taking them to the post office, you want them to scan them in that first time. And at least you've got their acceptance on it. So that would be my first tip for him.
Okay, and that's a good one.
And my second would be, join a meetup group in your area. When you go there once a month, you can talk about these things, and you're going to find people that have had the same problems, and they'll tell you how they handle them.
And not only that, if a bunch of you get together and complain, then you've got some organizational power there as well, so...
And what works for one person doesn't always work for the next guy. But by being in a group, you learn what the best method is.
Got it. And that's a very good tip that you gave, Bev. Thank you so much for your call today. Vegas, baby.
Yes, we're hoping. We're hoping.
I hope we see you there, honey.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And before we go to Alan in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, I want to remind you that registration is open for the 2014 eBay Radio Party and Conference. All you have to do is go to ervegas.com. You don't want to miss this event, and you don't want to have to be on a wait list at the end hoping that you'll get in. It all takes place Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th, 18th, and 19th at Bally's Resort and Casino. Go to ervegas.com to register. You can also register for your room there. We're over two-thirds full already, and the event is in June. So you want to get in there very quickly. Alan in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, user ID Lula Chola. L-U-L-C-H-H-O-L-A. How you doing, Alan? What's your question or comment today?
Hi, Lee. Well, I list a lot. I use mostly eBay Mobile to do most of my listing. And when you have the item specifics, when it asks you to do the item specifics, you know, I fill that out completely. And then I noticed one day that on my main screen, on my website, on the eBay website, that none of my item conditions were filled out. And, you know, in the item specifics on the eBay mobile app, when I'm filling in that item specifics, I always put, and I sell mostly used shirts, indicate that it's, pre-owned or used. And so I have, 350 listings in my eBay store right now. And now none of them have the item condition listing, which apparently, you know, that's kind of a critical thing. Is there a way to preset the defaults in that eBay mobile app?
No, there isn't. And it sounds like this is a glitch, so I need to have it sent to the appropriate team. Send it to me at griff@ebay.com, and I'll forward it to the mobile team for their attention.
Oh, okay.
And when you send it to me, make sure you include as much detail as possible. Screenshots are helpful. And, of course, your user ID and an example item number, if you would.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, Alan. We appreciate your call. Griff, just so you know, Melissa thought that the problem was our problem with those people calling in.
Yes.
We've just checked. Those people were listening on the computer.
Okay.
Well, you could even hear the computer in the background, just so that you know that there's nothing wrong here.
I wouldn't have thought that for
okay, great, because it is, you cannot listen. And by the way, we're not on a loop. What actually is going on is it's the internet.
Which is its own loop.
Exactly. We go out, because some people are writing me saying, I can hear you immediately, and I know that because I call in. Well, yeah, maybe your computer's a little faster that day. Maybe your ISP is faster that day. Whatever. You can walk down a hallway with a bunch of computers all listening to eBay Radio Live, and they'll all be at a different place in the show.
That's true.
So that's why we have to have you. But just like on traditional radio. On traditional radio, if you leave your radio on while you're listening, they'll tell you the same thing.
Ah.
They're hearing feedback and stuff like that. So just so you know, there's a way to call in a talk show and a way not to call in a talk show. And
that's true.
Way not to call in is to leave your stuff on when you're calling us.
I sold a shirt. I got to go home and ship it. I'll see you later.
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm kidding.
eBay has acquired technology that will tell you if those skinny jeans make your butt look big.
What a husband.
Yesterday, eBay announced the acquisition of Phisix. That's spelled P-H-I-S-I-X.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I saw it's that.
It's a computer graphics firm. It creates 3D models to show shoppers how a certain item of clothing would fit based on their measurements. The 3D models can even simulate the look, feel, and movement of the clothes as worn in different environments. For instance, they have one playing golf, they have one, you know, playing tennis. Depending on what you're going to do, it shows how you will look in those
environments.
Does it
show you how to put on and, more importantly, how to take off the article of clothing? Because I think that would be of interest to some of our
listeners. I'm sure it would be. eBay said it plans to integrate this new virtual try-on technology across various parts of the company, including eBay's core marketplace.
I can't wait to try it.
This should be very exciting, especially those of us who are not, you know, of a perfect situation with their bodies.
You mean you're diametrically challenged?
I am.
Okay.
So, you know, and we all have different bodies and different body types. And
everyone is beautiful in their own way.
Yes, that's true.
That's the truth, and it's especially true of our eBay
friends. I know that. So, let me see, the radio chat board, we've made it easier for you to get to the eBay radio chat board.
Well, that's not news. Everyone knows
Just
that.
Just go to ebayradio.com, click the big orange Listen Live button. Then click group chat on the eBay radio player. Takes you to a page that kind of looks like the one you just left that has the big, big round circles on it.
Big round circles.
Big round circles. One that says listen live. One that says archives. But go down under those buttons. Scroll down. And the chat board is the top discussion post. It has the words today, exclamation point, chat board, and today's date right in the title. And of course, we have regulars. You know, people who are in the chat board almost every week. But these people are mostly advanced eBay sellers, and they can help you out, too, when you get into the chat room. So we hope to join you there.
And what my favorite thing about them is they're not opinionated at all.
Oh, no.
No, I love that about them.
Not a bit. Speaking of someone who's not opinionated,
yes.
Betsy in Dallas, Texas is on the line with us. Hi, Betsy.
Hello. I have a suggestion for Griff.
What's that, dear?
Pass along.
Yeah.
When you make a best offer and it is accepted, you don't get any notification of that in your My Messages. You just have to go to your purchase history and find it, or you have to notice it in your regular email. But it seems to me it would be very helpful if you got a notification through My Messages, just like you get the notification that you sent the best offer, get a notice that it's been declined or that it's been accepted.
I will pass that on. Thank you.
That's a good tip.
I agree.
Hope we get that. Thank you, Betsy.
Well, the time is just a flying here, isn't it? Can't believe this.
Just
slow it down, Lee. This segment was brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Call us now at 888-723-4630. We're talking eBay on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
You're invited to a free webinar hosted by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, PageMage, eBay Radio, Stamps.com, Terapeak, and Cabbage. It's time to think taxes. Join Laura Urabiari and Priyanka Sharma as they explain the what, when, and hows of income taxes for eBay sellers. The webinar is free Wednesday, February 26th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today. Go to PageMage.com/top-rated seller webinars. That's PageMage.com/top-rated seller webinars.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
Small business owners wear many hats. Creator, producer, marketer, salesperson, customer representative, and bookkeeper. Keeping track of all your finances can be a daunting task, but Outright simplifies your small business. Deanna Fink uses Outright and says she doesn't fear the tax man anymore.
And I can do it like on a weekly basis, so I keep track of everything throughout the year and not at the end of the year.
Deanna, does Outright help you stay organized?
At the end of the month, I can see where my profit is, all the different things that takes money out of the money you made. So you can see where your profits are, your losses are, and where you're at.
How easy was it to use Outright?
Simple. It's like QuickBooks is, they have classes, and it was like, I'm not taking a day out of my life to put all this stuff in and learn the program. Outright was so much easier.
Find out how you can simplify your business and keep your finances all in one place. Go to Outright.com. That's Outright.com.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show is a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community since 1999. Well, we know you're a busy bee, but give us a buzz here at The Hive at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. You're our honey, and we don't want to drone on and on about you, but we love you, so call us.
Now.
Did I miss any? You're killer. What else did I... Were there any other bee metaphors I can stick in this one?
Well...
Don't sting us with your lack of a call.
Come on, buzz around us. Buzz.
Make our honeycomb active.
So we're getting ready to start a new feature on eBay Radio. I just thought it up this minute.
Just this minute?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how nice for you.
It's called, Let's Get Rid of eBetsy's Write-Ups That Are Old.
It's quite wordy.
eBetsy keeps putting these in the daily write-ups. Unless we do them over the air, she puts them in ad nauseum. Okay.
Well, she's persistent, yes, if she's anything.
Okay. Here is the item number.
Oh, wait a minute. Are we sure this will even be legit after all these months?
Well, she's supposed to check them out.
Okay, go ahead.
I hope so.
What is the item number,
if
babe?
If not, that'll be another person I'll be angry at today. And we'll...
Don't get her upset. What's the item number?
The item number is 1112-6675-1509.
Again, please.
That is 1112-6675-1509. So I'm going to go there too. Let me.
Internet Explorer has stopped working.
Mm. You're having problems.
I am. There's something. I think it's this toolbar that.
Okay.
I think it's too.
Okay.
Old.
This is it. We've got to go to ismercuryinretrograde.com right now. I'm
Why?
Serious. Because if it isn't, it'll say, no, blame it on something else. But if it is in retrograde, then we're cool. So ismercuryinretrograde.com. Somebody go there right away and let us know.
I don't
what it
believe
says.
That crap.
Well.
Yeah, I think it's a toolbar. Let me try it again. So what was that item number? 111112.
It is 1112-6675-1509.
Okay, this time for sure.
And it's really very interesting. It's but look how they've listed it. Largest known collection of White House relic bricks from Truman Reconstruction. I don't know if that's such a good title or not. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there now. I use the title to find it. Oh, look, bricks. Largest known collection of White House relic bricks from Truman Reconstruction. Yeah, it's a weird title because, let's see, you'd want to have the words White House.
Truman.
Bricks. Reconstruction, maybe. Well, I guess it could be okay, actually. It has the right words in it.
So what this is from 1948 to 1952 during the Truman administration, they gutted and rebuilt the White House.
Yes, they did.
During that time.
Yeah.
So visitors to the White House were able to buy some bits of the construction.
Oh, and there's
pieces
the documentation.
Pieces of wood, stone, or stone, enough bricks to build a fireplace.
I heard he actually put Bess out there for sale for a while.
So these bricks were purchased at that time, it says, and you get 19 whole or nearly whole bricks, 4 bricks that are broken in half. You know, they tell everything that's wrong with them. And it was original White House material removed in 1950. The buy-it-now price is $25,000, their best offer. And so far, there have been 7 offers.
Yeah, and it has the documentation, which I think is cool. I wish I could read it. So if I were you, what I would have done with this listing is I would have, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I would have scanned these pages so that they would appear readable Because I can't read them, and I want to read what the pages say. So I see them, but I don't see what they say. There's a picture of somebody buying some bricks. Boy, things were different back then. You wouldn't do that today. So I'd have that documentation scanned a little better. That being said, at least you're getting offers. I don't know what they are. The asking price is $25,000. Your description is verbose, to say the least.
Yeah, but we shouldn't tell because they didn't ask for a listing dish.
Oh, they didn't. Okay. Oh, I thought we were. Oh.
No, we're not dishing the listing.
Oh, I better get off this. I better put on my observer hat.
Exactly.
And not my...
However, you know, if you like your listing dished and you're listening to this right now.
Oh, I can't believe
we'd
it.
We'd love to talk to you because we have some suggestions for you.
I thought this was a dishing.
I set the tone wrong when I talked about the title, so it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Really, it's not your fault.
All right.
And I'll tell you, somebody who's never at fault is Jean-Charles Compagnon, known as Jessidus on eBay, and he's on the line with us. He is the All Things App man.
Yes, he is.
Hi, Jean-Charles. How's it going?
Good. How about you, Lee? I wanted to call today to...
Okay, Jean-Charles, I'm sorry. We're having a problem with your cell phone or something. You're not coming through clearly. We're going to hang up. If you could call us back, we'd appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was funny. It sounded odd.
Yeah, and telling you, Mercury's probably in retrograde. I know you don't believe this stuff, but, you know, what can I say?
Sounds like your phone's in Uranus.
Lynn! Oh, my God. Lynn in Schaumburg, Illinois, user ID DaisyDog62. Hey, Lynn, what's your question or comment today?
I am wondering, Mr. Griff, if you have heard of a guest buyer on eBay?
Guest buyer, yes.
Is that something new?
No, it's a couple years old.
I had my first experience with it last week.
Yeah.
And I believe it's the dumbest thing I have ever heard of.
Why?
Tell us what it is, first of all.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sorry, my doorbell rang. My mailman is here. I had a buyer buy an item that held up in the mail. She had no way of contacting me because she bought under a guest ID. She had to open up a second ID. Talk to me about my item. Thank you. And I didn't know who she was. You know, I didn't want to give her any information. She got aggravated. I got aggravated. And it was through a phone call to eBay customer service that I learned about this guest ID.
Yeah.
But as a guest, the buyer is not allowed to contact the seller. They can't leave feedback. We can't contact them. And I was, well, this is so they can try out eBay and see if they like it. Well, after this one transaction gone as bad as it did, I can't blame this lady if she never shopped on eBay again.
Right, but let's not judge the program by one one experience like this. So I don't know the basics of the guest program. If you want to send me the details... I can always forward it to the people who manage this particular feature and have them take a closer look at it. But I plead once again, I know I do this a lot, I really don't know how it works. Sorry.
But you know what, we have to...
And actually, customer service, the fellow I had was wonderful. He said, I am not the first person to be complaining about this.
Oh, okay.
And that they are working on changing the way it's operating.
Oh, okay.
We need to learn about it, Griff, because this is the second call we've had in a little over a week about this.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how I see that, so I'm going to sign out. I think once I've signed in, it forces me. It knows I'm not really a guest. Let's see if I add this to cart, what it says. You're not
actually, we had our meetup meeting, our Great Chicagoland eBay meetup meeting, the same day I talked to customer service, and there isn't a single person at the meetup that I asked that heard of this.
Yeah, so send me, I don't...
The education specialists and, right. You know, those that do the outreach, and nobody ever heard of it.
So send it to me and I'll find out.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention again, Lynn. We do appreciate it.
So I should confess, the reason why I love hosting this show is I learned so much about how to use eBay.
Well, they're always coming up with these new things.
I heard about this, but I've never seen it. And I can't, I guess I'd have to wipe out all the cookies on my browser for me to, because if I sign out, it just says, oh, we know who you are. Don't fool us. Sign back in. Okay. All right.
All right. We have Jean-Charles back with us. Let's see if we can hear him a little better. Hi, Jean-Charles.
Hi, Lee. Can you guys hear me better now?
Much better.
Yes, much better.
What's your question or comment?
All right. So I wanted to mention our meetup this Sunday. Basically, we're going to be meeting at the AMF Bowling Lane. They have a big bar, so it's nice and quiet for us to meet. We're going to have a CPA that's going to come and that's going to answer free advice and just chat with us. So I'm inviting anybody in Minnesota to join our meetup group. They can go to meetup.kiwi-apps.com or they can just search in Google for Minnesota eBay meetup and we come on the top.
All right. And just tell me where it is.
It's in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay, and where?
It's going to be at the AMF Bowling Lane.
And where is that?
It's in Southdale.
Southdale?
Yes.
And perfect.
What time?
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Send me email.
You're welcome.
This segment was brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community since 1999. We're continuing with open lines, 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endicia, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endicia directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endicia. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endicia.com/eBay Radio. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
It's the 11th anniversary of eBay Radio with our party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Reserve your spot now for this exciting 3-day event, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. Meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. All 3 days, just $150. Deluxe rooms are just $59 a night. Register now at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
I'm a buyer and a seller on eBay. When I receive items that have been packed carefully, it says a lot about the person who sent it. And when I send items to my customers, I take the time to wrap them carefully. And I know just where to go for all of my shipping supplies. There's truly only one place. BubbleFast. They're family-owned and operated. And they care about getting your supplies to you promptly. And if you're not sure about what you need, give them a call. And if by chance they don't have what you need, they'll do their very best to help you find it. BubbleFast are top-rated sellers and have been providing shipping supplies to the eBay community since 1999. BubbleFast has bubble mailers and bubble cushioning, foam rolls, packing peanuts, boxes, tape, and one of my favorite products is the famous box sizer tool that easily cuts boxes to the exact size I need. Most of their customers are eBay sellers, and they're successful because they listen to their customers. Call BubbleFast now, toll-free, 877-599-SHIP. That's 877-599-SHIP. BubbleFast for all of your shipping supplies.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to Cabbage with a K.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit cabbagewithak.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.